Proclamation number 184, dated the November 17th, 1937. Trials. Behold, my child, in all your adversities of life rests a profound purpose, and in order to fulfill this you must patiently endure what the Lord places upon you. You are often moved by the desire to be close to your Heavenly Father as a child, and this also involves the willing submission to His instructions. God sends these trials upon His children in order to draw them ever closer to Himself, for all these are touchstones on the earthly path, and only they overcoming can advance you in your striving. And nothing is ordained by the Heavenly Father in His wisdom without purpose, even if people are unable to grasp it. This is why all of you must submit yourselves to His orders with unquestioning trust in God. It will only be a blessing for you. And now, my child, hear a teaching. When the Lord sends words of salvation to His own which are not accepted because they lack understanding, the inner contact with their Creator, He lets trials come upon them in order to convince them of His will, for the human being so often deems himself able to avoid a higher power, before he has to admit that his destiny rests in other hands than in his own. And time and again the Lord, in His love, takes mercy upon His earthly children. To use the short time on earth correctly, that is, according to God's mind, by constantly striving for perfection, is the highest good a person can call his own, since it only depends on His will. And God repeatedly guides His thoughts into spiritual regions. He is so often warned and informed of eternity. If only he has the will to serve his Lord and Creator a little, he is sure to find the right path by virtue of all spiritual beings which, for the sake of his protection, accompany him on his journey through life. To entrust oneself more to the inner voice and not to fight against thoughts pertaining to the beyond, to life after death. Such thoughts will come to everyone, and these thoughts must become dear and familiar to you, instead of frightening you such that you unwillingly reject them. Anyone who, concerned about his soul's salvation, does whatever it takes to progress spiritually, will not be scared of physical death, since he only looks upon it as an entrance into another life which will satisfy his heart's longing to be united with his Lord and Savior. Therefore, pay no attention to the sorrow on earth. It is merely the means to guide you on the right path which shall lead you to eternal peace. Amen.